as part of the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with 2020 Vision. We say good morning to Adam Shanks. Hey, Adam.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we?
Doing good.
We're doing good. He's got to come up with a better intro. You know, he keeps falling down on the intro on the other side of the
No, I'll give you some big lead-in next time, Adam, okay. I promise. One morning we thought you were the mayor. That's hard,
yeah, right?
That's hard to follow.
All jazzed up there. I'm the mayor.
So how are we doing as far as farming is concerned? I keep seeing crops are getting, they're getting taken care of. They look good.
Yeah, they're finally seeing some action out there.
What exactly, you know, what's the nuts and bolts? Is it going as good as we think or not?
I'll tell you, things are doing quite well. Yields have been better than expected. I wouldn't say they're record breaking, but they definitely have been a pleasant surprise in the corn. The moisture has been very, I guess I want to say better than last year. Last year everything came out wet.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you take that to town, they have to shrink it to the dry weight and then you have to pay to dry it.
Mm-hmm.
So having the moisture lower this year is adding dollars back to the farmers. And that's great. The added bushels has been great. But the biggest kick and the biggest surprise has been the market lately. You know, we were pushing some $4 cash corn here lately and some $10 soybeans. So that's definitely helped make farmers be a little more positive. And you know, here we are almost just get close to Halloween and it looks like most of the crops are about in. So it just seems like everything's kind of been firing on all cylinders this fall, and that's been great. It's been much needed after the last couple of years of issues that we've had.
You know, and the thing of it is that we had a drought basically there for a month or so. And then, but then again, by the time you got a little bit of rain, it was time to get everything out again. So, you know, so in a way, you got your stuff dry while it's still in the field.
Yes. Yep. The Mother Nature drying is a whole lot cheaper than mechanical using gas to dry.
Oh, yeah. So, no doubt about it.
Definitely saved some money this year. You know, we've had to do a little bit of drying, but, you know, you want to, corn needs to be stored about 16% moisture, and harvesting at about 18 to 19% gives you the most. It gets much drier than that in the field. You get a lot more loss, mechanical loss, at the harvester. So, you know, you want it to be a little bit, you know, at that 18 to 19%, so you get more corn actually than it costs you to dry it. That's kind of the economic optimum moisture right there is that 18 to 19%. And that's where a lot of it's been coming in. So that's been a real blessing this year.
How much has COVID affected this year's crop, good or bad?
You know, I don't know that it's affected farming, the crop a whole lot. There's been some government programs, the CFAP program, that's going to put some dollars in some guys' pockets this year to help keep flowing through another year. That program's been beneficial for us, but as a result of the COVID. But as overall, I mean, it's been business as usual for farmers, and they're still moving forward.
Has getting your product not only out but also buying what you need and products available to do this stuff, has that been readily available this year, or has it slowed down for you?
You know, I think some of the actual inputs, the fertilizer, fuel, seed, those kind of things have been available. Equipment, some of the stuff that you need to do repairs, you know, factories were shut down. Some of the mechanical stuff has been a little bit harder to get.
Okay.
New equipment, you know, I've heard some long wait times on getting new stuff just because factories were shut down and that increased their logbook of building things, and now it's taking longer to get that kind of stuff if you need it. So parts, you know, and that's increased there again the price, you know, like lumber, as I've heard, is, you know, 2 and 3 times more than it was. Well, you know, getting engine parts and tires and things like that has been a challenge. So the price is higher now and the wait time. So that's one side of it that COVID has affected.
But for the type of year it has been for most people, actually it's not doing too badly for you guys.
It's that, yeah. I mean, we're very heavily dependent, you know, on our climate. And that's been, this year, the weather's been pretty nice. It's kind of been a great year to grow crops. You know, we could have used some rain maybe in August that we didn't get. But overall, the corn's standing during harvest, which is great. The beans were dry, and everything seemed to be firing on all cylinders this fall. Like I said, unless you had some new equipment needs or some repairs that needed to be done, and then the wait time to get some of those materials has been a problem.
Okay. We missing anything or anything else you want to bring up?
No, unless if you guys have anything, I don't have anything in particular.
Okay. Sounds good.
We always appreciate your time.
You bet, guys. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. Take care, Adam.
We'll see you.
All right.
Adam Shanks as the WILO Clinton County Chamber of Commerce leading with 2020 Vision rolls on.